Hey, good morning. 7:12, Brock Hunter.
It's Friday.
Yeah, Friday, yeah. Miss Mean Gene, now he's... Well, yeah, it's going to be nice today, man.
I don't know what we were talking about. Do we golf? Do we fish? What do we do?
I don't know. I want to do something outside, though.
I felt like fishing.
I need some of that vitamin D.
I haven't fished in a while. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
I was looking at...
I got a bunch of skein we could use.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I was looking at musky fly fishing rigs.
Oh, man. Could you imagine pulling in a musky with a fly rod?
I would love it. I would love it. Yeah. Apparently, I need either a 10 or an 11 weight, which I kind of figured. Then they got special line. They got special fly line. They got special leaders and tippets and everything that you need. But it's like, okay, do I buy a brand new fly rod, mm-hmm. all the setup for a fish that's going to take me 10,000 casts to catch?
Right. You know? Hey, but when you get that one...
I was watching a bunch of videos on YouTube yesterday about musky fly fishing, and I'm like, oh my God, that looks so awesome.
See, the thing is, you can YouTube all you want, but you got to get out there and you got to,
well,
you know.
And see, YouTube is very deceiving because it's the same thing like those tasty videos on Facebook. Yeah. You're like, oh, I can make that super elaborate cake in no time.
Right, right. But you can't edit real life.
No. It actually takes 12 hours.
Yeah, those guys slaying those massive fish that you see on TV.
Yeah.
They've been out there for a good week.
All day.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Twiddling thumbs, waiting for that big...
I will say it's nice. A few of the videos, like, yeah, we were out here all day, and, you know, we had a couple bites, but nothing really took, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
That's rough. It's like you fishing.
Yeah, seriously. I don't even know why I go. I go to just blow time. Speaking of fish, have you seen that video recently of the marlin? Guy catches a marlin, and you know, when you catch a marlin, they shoot out of the water crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're strong fish.
He's got a video of this marlin coming, like, breaching the water. Dude, it's the size of, like, a whale.
Yeah. I mean, big old marlin.
You see this marlin, you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Holy cow. It's insane.
Like,
it makes me nervous watching it.
I wouldn't want to mess with a marlin because that thing come flying into the boat.
Oh, yeah.
Dead.
Just lance you, man.
You're dead.
Wham. That's happened. There's videos with that.
Yeah.
Those things come flying in your boat.
Dead.
Dude, those things are huge.
Yeah. It's a dinosaur. It's a dinosaur fish.
Imagine having that on your pole.
I'll just buy a mount.
You know?
I'm going to find a thrift shop that has a marlin mount. I'll just buy it. That sounds safer.
Yeah, it's easier.
Less work.
Yeah. It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, Louis C.K.'s comeback has hit another bump in the road, obviously.
Too soon, man. Too soon, bro.
Did you hear about this?
I heard about his comeback and him doing stand-up and people being weary about it.
Well,
other stand-up comedians are like, ugh, dude.
He put his foot in his mouth once again. So apparently he made a joke that has really not gone over well. So the disgraced comedian who admitted to sexual misconduct last year has come under fire after audio was leaked from a show he did in December. During the set, Louis poked fun at young people, gender identity, and the Parkland, Florida shooting. Hey. He reportedly said, quote, "Testify in front of Congress, these kids. What the hell? What are you doing? Because you went to a high school where kids got shot? Why does that mean I have to listen to you? Why does that make you interesting? You didn't get shot. You pushed some fat kid in the way, and now I got to listen to you talking."
Oh, man.
Yeah. He added, quote, "People get upset because they're young. Everyone's going to die."
Jeez, man. You know, so here's what it is. Comedy. Stand-up comedy, especially nowadays, it's ever since, like, I believe the roast came out.
Yeah.
It's like no holds bar now.
Yeah.
Like, you need to know that there's no boundaries in stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
I mean, there is, but there's not.
Well, I think, and obviously, I mean, is there anything off-limits in comedy? Either you laugh at everything or you laugh at nothing.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
I'm kind of on that point. However, I think in good taste, I'm not saying, hey, you can be a comedian and go up and say whatever you want. That's the beauty of our freedom of speech.
Absolutely.
However, we also have the right of disliking that and also in good taste.
In good taste and know what kind of a reaction you're going to get.
He should just be doing knock-knock jokes at this point.
Yeah, seriously.
For God's sakes, read the room, buddy.
He's walk on eggshells, man, especially after that, you know, ordeal with you and the...
Well, and see, now, here's a big thing, too, is Parkland students and parents of the victims took to Twitter to blast the comedian. Fred Gutenberg tweeted, quote, "To anyone who knows Louis, please deliver this message from me. My daughter was killed in the Parkland shooting. My son ran from the bullets. My wife and I deal with the loss every day. Why don't you come to my house and try out your new pathetic joke?"
Wow, man.
So... Ooh. Yeah, I don't know what Louis's thinking.
Yeah, I think he hit it right as good. Just have good taste.
Good taste
you
at
know,
this point.
You know, think about it before you say it.
Yeah.
You know, I think some comedians just, they like the shock factor almost too much.
And Louis's always been that way. Yeah. If you listen to his stand-up, but for him, after everything that's happened, you know, maybe ease into it.
Yeah, give it a few years.
Come in with a couple, you know, knock-knock jokes, mm-hmm. maybe a couple dad
you
jokes.
Know, honestly, he should be thankful and happy that he's got the opportunity to come back and get on stage.
Exactly, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, granted, he's not in, like, the category of the Weinstein.
No, you know? Of course.
It's
of
like,
course.
I think some people, like, got that kind of mixed up a little bit.
What?
He's not that level. Like, we got to make that clear.
Yeah.
Because a lot of celebrities are getting grouped into this Weinstein.
Exactly. It's any kind of misconduct, sexual misconduct, is automatically...
Right.
Drugged and raped, right. You know. It's like no.
Yes, yeah.
Now I'm not saying what they did is right, but there is, you know,
like levels of it.
Yeah.
So I like I said, he should just be happy he's on stage, man. Yeah. Be careful, dude, because
maybe just.
I mean, you got an extra. You got a second chance.
Yeah.
A lot of comedians don't.
Yeah. Maybe ease into it.
Yeah.
Ease into it. All right. Well, I was going to talk about Pedialyte and helping us not be hungover, but
try it. Just do it real quick.
Well, Pedialyte's going to help you not be hungover.
All right. Nice.
We'll lighten it up a little bit.
What is PDA? It's like that shake, right?
No, Pedialyte. It's the kid drink.
Oh, okay.
It's the kid drink.
Okay.
But they decided to make a fizzy drink. It's a powder that turns into a fizzy drink, and you mix it with water. Comes in grape and cherry flavors, and it rehydrates you. Filled with electrolytes, and basically, this is for adults.
Yeah.
It is basically for adults. When you drink too much.
They just need to get right to the saline stations.
Right there.
Boom.
Chug some Pedialyte, get a saline solution in there.
Hook me up for an hour. Give me a haircut.
Oh, I don't know if I could put the needle in.
It's not that bad.
No.
It's not that bad. I've had it done plenty of times. Come on, you big puss. Would you? It is, though.
It's different, though. I mean, like, I've gotten a bunch of tattoos, but, like, that vein right there.
Yeah. You know, it's always weird when they wrap your arm with that rubber band. Like, immediately feel like an addict. Like, this is what it's like.
Give me the juice.
This is what it's like.
I love it. Mom, I'm addicted. It's saline, you moron.
I'm addicted.
The morning dump.